The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. Jason, happy Sunday, buddy.
How you happy doing? Sunday. How was your week, man?
It's Sunday fun day, as I call it.
Sunday fun.
It's usually when I like to relax and make something very tedious on the grill.
You know, it's the doing this on Sundays is really good because you could just throw the honeydews out. I mean, we could get here early.
Yeah.
We could stay late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all sorts of things we could do to avoid the inevitable. You know what I mean?
I always try to make something. I'm like an Italian mom, I guess. I like to make a big meal on Sundays. I like to have supper.
Ah!
But the thing on the menu this week was the brisket. So I had to get up early this morning and put brisket on.
Well, yeah, make me start drooling all over the microphone here.
Yeah, that brisket takes a while, but it sure is worth it.
It takes a while. You know what also takes a while? You do a pork shoulder or pork butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You could sit there. It could be 20 hours sometimes. It just depends. You're just like, we might not be eating until 2 a.m. I hope you're not hungry.
But so. It gives me a reason to be lazy and still pretend like I'm doing something.
I like it. Well, you know, all you have to do all day is walk outside and make sure, you know, check the temperature. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Call that a good day. That's right.
Sitting around the house. Now, speaking of the house and sitting around, we don't just sit around when you sell your house. You got to get out there and you got to pound the streets. You got to generate some buzz for that house and it's on the market. So how do we get the most people's eyeballs on your house if we put it on the market?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, it's a great question. And it's funny. One of the things that we, you know, the common misconception about real estate agents is they just throw a sign up, like we were talking about last week. Throw the sign up, throw their feet up, throw it on the MLS, and then, you know, and then pray that, you know, somebody comes and looks at it. So, you know, I've been doing this since 2013. Before that, I was in the mortgage industry. And we figured out the formula, at least locally here, you know, what it takes. And so, you know, a good question, too, is like, how do we get so many offers, so many showings, which, you know, the more showings, the more advertising or the better the advertising equals the more showings equals the more, you know, more offers.
Yeah.
So how is it or what's the process for not just throwing up a sign, like actually doing something to earn a reasonable fee service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, people wonder. So, you know, whether they're listed with us or not. The fact is that right now, 96% of the people that are out there looking are looking on the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, people aren't driving around anymore like, oh, let's go find a house. I mean, you'd be driving for a while right now. So Sophie Homes for sale.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, gas is what, $93 a gallon?
Yeah, it's getting there.
You want to talk about that for a little while?
That might be next week's show.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah. We're going to need more than 30 minutes.
Yeah. For you. Yeah. Might not want to buy that house so far away that you have to commute.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I know. It's like, oh my goodness gracious. Yeah.
About public transit.
We're all zooming. Yeah, public. That's all. That could also be another show.
Right.
What you see on public transportation.
Exactly.
You know, that would actually be hilarious. I'm writing that down. I'll be riding the streets this week. Yeah. So the number one thing, because everybody's looking on the internet, is we have to make the house look amazing. And so, you know, on all of our listings, again, this is not an ad, but I'm just saying, you know, what we do and what you need to make sure your listing agent does is order professional photography. Mm-hmm. Nothing drives me crazier when I'll drive by a house and there'll be a guy with a flip phone out front taking a picture of this house and be like, oh, pay me 6%, 7%, 8%, you know, mm-hmm. for flip phone photos. Their description has, you know, capital letters in it, these kinds of things. It
just they barely even slowed down when they took the picture.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, it's blurry. It's a new filter. It just drives me crazy. I mean, the fact of it just makes us all look bad. But anyway, make sure it looks good. So we do professional photos, professional videos. And this cool thing, Matterport, you know, you go on some of these listings and you can crawl through them. There's these little circles on the floor and you hit them. And why that's good is why it's important is out-of-state buyers are looking at these things. And we want to open that, you know, we want to make it as wide as possible how many people are coming to look at the house, because the more people we can cater to or advertise to, more people are going to show up. So make it look good. That's number one. You have to make sure, even in the best market, that you're not pricing your home in fantasy land.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we still see that. We still have expired listings every day, so you have to make sure.
You see it all the time on Facebook for just people selling random stuff.
You're like, oh, yeah. You're like, a champion jacket, $9,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you old enough to remember champion jackets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, members great. Only.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, that just aged.
Oh, I'm just talking about Chicago Bulls. That was my champion
Chicago
jacket.
Chicago Bulls champion jacket. Yeah, what did I have? I can't remember. That's probably Oakland Raiders, you know.
Something.
Yeah, something like that. We were so cool back then, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to come up with a unique pricing strategy. Now, depending on where it is, depending on how many homes are on the market, all of that stuff is going to depend on where the range that where we should start that, but not being in fantasy land to start with. Because look,
you'll find out quick if you're in fantasy land, right?
Yeah, you're going to find out because you're not going to have 15 or 20 offers in that, or 15 or 20 showings and potentially 15 or 20 offers in that first week.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be able to tell how well you're priced by how many people, how many rear ends or butts go in that door.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so can you imagine in the best market ever, you put a house on the market and it's just crickets chirping.
Yeah.
I can't really make that sound. Do you have a thing you can push it? Yeah, it's like, you know, like crickets chirping, right? So if you hear that after the home gets listed, something's wrong. So really come up with a unique pricing strategy for your home. We spend tens of thousands of dollars every month marketing our listings, but there has to be a marketing spend. And why does there have to be a marketing spend? We have to create a massive amount of leads. If you're reading a newspaper, how will the real estate agent or seller know that you actually read the newspaper and saw that home?
There's no way of tracking.
Right. So let's say it cost me $2,000 to run a goofy newspaper ad, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
half the people only read the comics.
Okay. So there's one black and white photo there. Okay.
Yeah.
Or for that same amount of money, that same thousands of dollars, whatever a full page ad would cost, I don't even know. I won't even do it. Right. I can do a targeted marketing campaign that'll, you know, effectively get 50 to 75 leads with a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
What's more, you know, what's going to create more showings? And so just doing some smart marketing. So we get, our team gets between 500 and 600 a month, Casey, a month leads that come in. So we have a full, so you do all this great marketing, you do all these great photos, you get it out there like a madman, spend all that money on it, and then you get nobody answering the phone when these leads call or these leads come in. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
That was rhetorical.
he's laying it on pretty thick.
Yeah, it's rhetorical. So, but the fact is like, you know, we get that many and there's 8 of us that are there answering those phones. And mm-hmm. so in the morning time from 8:30 to 9, we're practicing what to say to these incoming leads. Okay, so if you are one of those incoming leads, be ready to be wild when you call.
Yeah, we're not calling you to talk about your truck's warranty.
Yeah, that's exactly warranty. Right. But we definitely could. You know, yeah, we upsell. Yeah, no, just kidding. I know. It's like
that's the thing about today. You can't call anybody without them thinking you're trying to sell them an extended warranty.
I know. When you call them. So when I call through, you know, we talked to 20 or 30 people a morning that we're fortunate enough to talk to, and many of the listeners have probably had me call before because I call through a zip code and I don't stop until I'm done calling through the zip code. Why? Because it's my job. I have buyers that call me every day and says, Jason, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the neighborhood that I want it in. And like, you know, there's like -4 homes for sale right now. So I want them to find a house. And so my job in the morning is call.
Mm-hmm.
So I call through there and I find someone. And yeah, but most of the people are happy that I call. But first thing I said, this is Jason calling from Rise Real Estate. This is not a recording. Okay, I'm right here in Missoula. Don't hang up. And most people start cracking up laughing at that point in time. Maybe it's a courtesy laugh. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, it could be a courtesy laugh. But anyways, so that's what we do. We create massive amounts of leads, and then we have we answer the dang telephone, and we have the experience to ensure that the highest and best offer is received. And we're going to talk about, after we come back from our break here in a few minutes, exactly what it looks like when we get those, like, how do we structure that first week of being on the market? I've had two sellers ask me last week, what do you do? How do you make sure that we net the most amount of money on the sale of our home? So we're going to talk about specific strategies other than these ones I've just said, where, you know, we go over exactly day by day what that offer phase, or when we're holding it open for a week and accepting offers for a week, what that looks like. You know, and you know, that experience is so necessary because there's nothing worse than if you get something under contract.
Yeah.
You have to call that seller, and it doesn't happen very often with us, but very rarely. We always typically have a backup offer in place. But the fact is, calling that person and be like, oh, by the way, we're not closing tomorrow. OK, Can you imagine? So experience matters. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's just like talk about want to jump in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, thank goodness we understand what kind of offer that we should take and what kind of offer we shouldn't take, and we just don't really have that happen. And if we do, we insert the next buyer in immediately because they're already there. So
before we go to our commercial break, Jason, in all your years, in all your many years of doing this, how many times have you had to dress up in a chicken costume for marketing?
You know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I don't want to tell anybody this, but every single morning. Because here at the Jason Baker team, we'll do whatever it takes to take a listing, ladies and gentlemen.
Every day I'm dressed up like a giant chicken.
That's right, baby.
I'll be back with more right after this quick commercial break. It's Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Keep it here.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
And we're back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, I got a question for you. I want to know what is so important about the first week of putting your home on the market.
Yeah, it's right now, you know, with the limited inventory that we have, you know, down the Bitterroot, just under 100 homes. In Missoula, just under, you know, right around 80 homes for sale. That Missoula County, these are counties. This is not just one city, right?
Yeah.
So Missoula County. There's so few homes for sale. You want to give, so we what we do is we want to put like our new listings live Monday or Tuesday. Ultimately, for us, that's the best day, and for the seller, more importantly. Why? It allows out-of-state people to, and then we hold open the offers until Sunday at 5 or Monday night at 5, depending if we do a Monday.
So roughly a week,
yeah. Right? So when you say the first week, you're right. It's called an offer phase, and that's what we're having to do now. Before, homes would sit on the market 60 or 90 days, right?
Yeah.
They would historically sell for 95 or 96% of asking price, historically. Well, now they could virtually sit on the market for 3.2 seconds.
Yeah.
And so what happens, you'll get an offer, right? If you don't put an offer phase, you're going to get an offer right away. And that person's going to want to hear back by tonight at 5 or tomorrow at 5. And meanwhile, you know, there's going to be a bunch more showings, or there should be, and then a bunch more offers. But this first offer wants to know immediately if they won. Well, no. As a listing agent, my job is to look out for the general public, but I'm not hired by the general public. I'm hired by the seller.
Yeah.
And my job is to
generate as much money.
Right. But sometimes, the highest offer is not the best offer. You know, if you have someone that offers you $1 million on a $900,000 property, and they have to go through 39 different lenders, and they have 29 different houses to sell, and then someone comes in at 950, well, the 950 in their cash, and they can close tomorrow, the 950 is a better offer, in my opinion, in that case. So it's not always the most, right? But that first week, what we want to do is we want to give everybody the opportunity for that seller to get in that house and to make an offer. Right now, there's never been a more frustrating time for buyers. Frankly, they're so frustrated because they've made 15. They've gone and looked at 10 homes. They made offers on 10 homes, and they're selling for $150,000 over asking price. How do you know where to tell that person to start? As a real estate agent, you're going, you know, and this is kind of a different topic, and maybe I could do a whole show on it, but how do you know what to offer?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
If you're on the buying side. Well, you can go back and look at the last 3 months of sales in that particular neighborhood and see how far over they've gone. But we've offered $100,000 over for some of our buyers and lost.
Oh.
Yeah. And in fact, it just happened the other day. And
wow.
So, you know, we thought for sure $100,000 would win. Well, someone came in. It was the only home for sale in that whole entire subdivision. And we went way over. I think it was 8 or 9% over asking. And lost. And so, you know, and I talk about our victories, but I also talk about our defeats.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way I could know it was going to go for $150,000 over. I thought $100,000 would have rocked it because the average over for the last 3 months was 5.5% over. We went way over that. We went almost 10%. So it is what it is. So, but anyway, so the first thing that we do the first week is we put that listing on the MLS. We put it live. We've done all the professional photos. We got the marketing.
And you're accepting offers right off the bat.
You can send an offer in right away if you want, but we put it live. Now here's one little caveat there. Before we put the offer phase in, we put it live. We put the sign up. It's good. The whole world can see it now. It's on thousands of websites. It's our advertising's rolling. We're getting those advertising bills now. They're out there. Okay. The first 24 hours is a key indicator of whether or not that property is priced correctly.
Now, is how much interest it generates?
Yeah, absolutely. So you should immediately, the phone should start ringing off the hook, both like I was telling you before in the first segment, you know, about those buyer leads. So we'll know right away if there's a humongous buyer excitement there, right? Like virtually you flip a switch and the phone starts ringing.
That's got to be kind of a rush as you're in your job, though, doesn't it? As soon as you press
publish. It is a rush. But can you imagine? Okay, so there's nine of us on my team that we sit in the office and we make fun of each other all day. But we're sitting there as a team unit all day. Mm-hmm. Imagine where, you know, the average agent spends hundreds of dollars, not tens of thousands a month on advertising throughout the year. Again, that's not a knock. It's hard to afford it. Because of our volume, we can afford the better marketing. That's a big thing there because we collectively work together and share in those. Like I pay for all the marketing on the team as a team leader, but my agents can share in those leads.
Yeah.
But the fact is that that first day, you're going to know if there's a ton of showings lined up, or the first hours, you're going to get the calls and the showings are going to start stacking up from other cooperating agents in our market. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's crickets, like we were talking about before, if it's crickets and nobody's calling, I do not want to set a one-week offer phase if there's nothing happening. So why would nothing happen? Well, let's say I walk in and I said, based on everything else, the comps show us over the last 3 to 6 months, because we don't want to go back a year and a half, right? I mean, all the appreciates.
To the before times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, before this, like, you know, it's like if you went back 3 days ago, you could be off, right?
Yeah.
On the values. But you're just sitting in there and you go, so if there's no action on the property, you know, so I recommend a price 500 to 550 range. And they say, Jason, I won't list it for a penny less than $650. And I'll say, well, you understand the problem it's going to cause for you, don't you? And they say, well, yeah. Well, you're going to prohibit showings or probably have no showings at all. I'm not trying to be right here. I'm just going off of the data.
Yeah.
Which I don't go back that far back for it. And they still choose that. Well, I'm with them in the fight. I mean, I definitely am. But they're going to know right away, and we are going to know right away. So if it's at $650 and it should be at $550 max, right? $500 to $550, and there's no showings. I'm not going to set an offer phase, because what about the end of the offer phase? You don't even have a showing.
Yeah, they're not even a single
or
one.
Or an offer. You're like, oh, oops, and you can remove that writing, but it's there historically.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, great. You know, the best market we've ever had, the house lasted longer than 7 days. Well, I'll just wait for the perfect buyer. Yeah, the perfect buyer is going to know it's been 7 days and you didn't sell your home through your offer phase and everything else. You think they're going to come in and offer you full price.
Well, and even if you drop the price dramatically, they're going to be, what's wrong with the house? Why'd you drop the price so much?
Exactly. I mean, you do have to do that in a tiered way over time because, you know, likely if it doesn't happen in the first 7 days, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way the market is now. If that buyer is out there, that buyer is not magically going to come in 6 months and say, I'm paying full price. It didn't sell in the best market we've ever had for the last 6 months. I'm going to offer over asking. I'm the only one bidding, but I'm going to, you know, nobody ever.
It makes you, like I said, it makes you wonder. You don't even want to go in the house just because you're worried what it's going to smell like.
Yeah, it's not, that's exactly right. I don't even want to go. Yeah, where's the body buried? Yeah, that's it. So the first thing we do is we throw it online and we really watch the data. We watch the excitement. Okay, so we really want to know that. Now, again, we don't want to falsely set that. So we give it a few hours. I mean, we'll know right away. We've done this enough. We do it over 100 times a year. Like we know, you know, when to sell in the last 12 months, we sold 110 properties. We get it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just in the trenches. So we will then, if we're going to add the offer phase, we'll add that to the MLS. Obviously, we're going to be scheduling all the open houses in this time and being very clear with agents when the offers are due. Because communication with the cooperating agents, the other 900-ish agents in the Missoula market, can you imagine 900?
For 80 houses.
Buddy.
For 80 homes.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to start. So, and at the end of the show, we're going to be talking about how to donate $29.95 a month to a poor real estate agent. Yeah, so that they can eat and everything else. Yes, yeah. You know, it's like that puppy thing you see.
Do like a feed the world campaign.
Yeah, that feed the world campaign, yeah. And that's really one of the you know, we just have to watch that first day. Make sure the price is not a fantasy land price. Get that open house scheduled, that's for sure. And then update the MLS with all of that information. The agents need to be able to easily access, this would be the buyer agents, if I'm the listing agent, easily access that information. So it should be in the home, it should be in the MLS. Again, you want to make it as easy as possible. Nothing should prohibit the people from calling and scheduling a showing, that's for sure. And we use a great system called Showing Time, which our sellers love. It's I sometimes get the feedback from the agents. Well, it's not personal. I go, God, we scheduled 1,500 showings on our
listings. Is that where you can just click the box and click the time?
They click the box and then they click the time if they have the app downloaded, yeah. Or they can call. It says showing time. Look, I pay $150 a month. I would have to pay someone $4,000 a month to answer my phone just for showings. The phone rings off the hook 24/7. We couldn't possibly answer them all. So we have an answering service that does that for us. They're U.S.-based. You know, it's not like – I'm not going to even say. I'm not even going to do the accent, but I want to, but I won't. but it's so good because the sellers love it because they can go on the app, they can look at the schedule, their calendar tells them when they're showing.
See it.
And here's the big thing: they get the feedback that comes right through to them. So the number one regret that people that have had an expired home are is that they never heard from their agent again after they signed the contract.
Yeah.
The house never sold, and there was zero communication. I mean, there's just no communication. Didn't sell, no communication. So we solved both of those problems there, and the agents can easily schedule that. So we talked about the Snapdragon one, 27 offers. Showings were booked out for 4 days. You had to start on day five in order to get into this house, and these were 30-minute time windows. Can you imagine if I'm trying to schedule that myself? First of all, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Are you really that organized, Jason?
No, I am not. No. Everybody can hear it. This is recorded. No, I am not. But I have amazing staff that is super organized, and they smack me around pretty good, you know, throughout
the day. Keep you in line.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they can try. Now, so what happens? So we get all these showings lined up. We get all the information. The marketing's incredible. We should have showings every hour on the hour for this whole entire time. That's kind of how we know. Or, you know, the longest period that should go by is 2 or 3 hours without a showing. Truly throughout this first week.
Yeah.
Okay. It should never be. Now, again, not 3 a.m. I mean, we set the schedule with the seller. But it'll be abundantly obvious, you know, how, you know, obviously the seller gets to pick the price. We advise the price. If the price that they picked is not working, we'll know based on the amount of showings or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And we'll adjust from there if we need to. But as the offers come in, which they will, that's like the logistical stuff, the boring stuff that we've talked about. But as a listing agent, how do we ensure or know, like, what are we looking for in the offer that actually comes in? So we're going to right away when they come in, we have a thing in our MLS that tells people what we're looking for, how to submit them, where to submit them. When an offer is submitted, it goes to everybody on my team. We get it comes in through offers@jasonbakerteam.com. And then that goes to all of the, we can't miss one. Okay. We confirm with the agent that the offers come in and, you know, it's funny what we'll see. Sometimes someone just sends an email. They don't even give an explanation. We don't even know who the heck they are. They just send it in and say, here's our offer. Well, that's real professional. The buyer's going to have a really good shot there.
Yeah.
You know, what they should do is they should write a letter. They should explain things. They should bullet point the strengths of the offer. Then we open the offer. There should be a pre-approval letter or an asset statement saying they have enough funds to pay cash for the home right there. They redact the account number and everything like that, socials and all that stuff, of course.
But you have it right there in front of you.
I got it right there. Don't make me search for anything.
No.
You know, why should I? So, but anyways, and we put offers that we believe, now all offers, it's an ethical violation if they're not, all offers must be reviewed by the seller. So we show the seller not one by one as they come in. If we have the, we do look at the response time, and some people don't read the MLS and they want an answer by tomorrow when we say we're not giving an answer till next Tuesday or next Monday or whatever it is. Okay. Yeah. But we'll look in there and those offers, we'll stack them in a pile. Ones we believe the seller should consider, the ones we believe they should not. Now the seller will consider all of them, of course, because they'll all be presented. But there's an A pile and a B pile.
Yeah.
Because we have to filter. So who would go into the B pile? We want to remove the layers of the onion. We want to remove the financing if we have a bunch of cash. We want to look at the offer amount. So the offer amount, the financing type. How many weird things are they asking for on there, otherwise known as contingencies? Is there an appraisal contingency? Is there an inspection contingency? Is there not any of these things?
Or so a move-in contingency.
Yeah, move-in contingency. We've talked over and over again. The number one fear is we'll sell our house in 2 seconds and we won't be able to find our next place. How successful are we at that? 100%. If you want something else, we'll find it for you, and you don't have to move out until you do.
Yeah.
We're even working on a program where we can buy the house for them first. It's not here yet, but what's coming is, and we're working with some investors where we can buy that home for them so they can come in with a cash offer and then they can sell their house on their own time. It's probably going to be, I would venture to guess, 6 months.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's really going to solve a problem in the market where people are really worried about, you know, being able to move in. So anyway, so we just do we have the two piles and all the, you know, we put the good ones here and we put the B over here. And it's kind of like gym.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always got picked last. Why?
I always get picked last.
Anyway, so that's really the gist of it. I mean, you know, we get all of these offers in and then we put them in an A pile and a B pile. And then we present those to the seller and we go over the strengths with them. And that's how they win.
Yeah. Well, speaking of making offers, you got some featured properties you're going to be putting up this week?
Yeah, man. We got one nice one out there in St. Regis. We'll talk about when we get back here.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
And we're back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. And Jason, we always like to put up a featured property of the week before the end of the show. Do you have one?
You know, I do have one. You know, I went to work this week and we were fortunate enough to help a seller. It's a strange situation. The seller had actually gotten a letter in the mail. It said, I offer you X. Now, they'd never been to the property. I offer you X amount of dollars for the property. And so she kind of thought that was weird.
Just randomly showed up?
Just randomly.
No.
Got this text message, email, and then an actual offer. It was just out of the blue.
Huh.
Never had spoken to him. And they said, and they're like, would you take that much? And she goes, well, yeah, it's less than I wanted. We weren't really planning on selling. And then, so the next thing you know, the next day, a notary's at the door with an actual buy-sell for them to sign.
Weird.
So she called BS on that, thank goodness, and gave me a call. They were around 80. I ran comps for them, and this is a property out in St. Regis. So this is also buyer beware, public beware, like we always like to do. So it's out on Trestle Creek. It's just under, it's about a half an acre, and it's right on the Clark Fork River there in St. Regis. And it's a highly desirable area subdivision right there.
It is frontage property?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's right on the
cool.
river there. It's listed at $119.9,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you know what it's worth way more than what that person had offered them. These are the comps. One just sold next door. And, you know, so again, you got to be real careful of what you're getting in the mail. That definitely, because they're not making you an offer like that in order to pay you too much.
Well, they're trying to make money.
Well, yeah,
themselves.
Think about that. Well, how much more would they have made, right?
Right.
But this thing is very well priced at $119.9. It's a great lot, great views right on the river.
Cool.
Yeah. So you want to definitely take a look at that. Now, if you want to see that, you can go to jasonbakerteam.com. The other cool thing about that site, Casey, if people want to get like an estimate or a range of what their house is worth, they can click on Get My Home's Value on the website, see all of our listings. Also, search for a property on the website. It's a really cool tool. They have direct access to our MLS there.
Can you calculate up numbers and stuff on your website?
You can. Yep. There's a mortgage calculator tab right there. And if for some reason you can't find it, I'll be just, click on that. Just that number's on there is my cell phone number. They can just text me that 444-552-4443, and I'll send them a mortgage calculator right there. I'll send them an app.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
The future is now.
We're high tech.
It's all about technology. All right, so once again, the property, one more time?
Yeah, it's on Trestle Creek. It's NHN. There's no assigned number yet. That means no house number. And they're in St. Regis. It's right on the Clark Fork River. Gorgeous lot views. It'd make an amazing place to build a house.
And the website, if anyone wants to see it?
www.jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll down to the bottom, and you will see it right there.
As always, Jason, a pleasure hanging out with you on the Sunday Fun Day. We will see you again next week, and keep listening for more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.